Good evening. Everyone hear me okay? All right. Well, I tell you, one of the most nerve-wracking events is trying to come up with a five-minute devotional. There's so many topics, but so many topics have been covered. And to follow good men like Brother J.C. and Brother Dave Trimble and Mark Day and the many, many others that we've had do them, it's always a challenge to try to come up with something, one, to inspire us to do better with our Christian lives, and two, just to make some sense. So tonight we're going to talk about devotion. And I want to ask you, or may I ask, what are you doing here? Well, maybe not necessarily in this exact second, but what led you to be here tonight? You know, you can go ahead and turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 10. And we'll read a couple of verses out of that in just a few moments. Acts chapter 10. So, what did lead you to be here tonight? Are you devoted to hearing another devotional? I know, bad play on words, right? So, many times we make habits of things, don't we? And I'm afraid I've acquired a few bad habits myself over the years. But one good one that I've acquired is trying my best to be here on a workday Wednesday to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ. So I can be here for a devotional and a class and to learn more about God's Word. But what about you? What brought you tonight? Have you ever thought much about this little five-minute session that we have? You know, this five-minute session on Wednesday night called a devotional. Well, what exactly is a devotional? You know, the root word in devotional is devotion. Devotion can be defined as loyalty, love, or enthusiasm for a person, activity, or cause. The devotional's aim, or its aim tonight, should be to center our minds and refocus our thoughts off of our busy work week and put it on the one to whom we owe our greatest devotion, which is God. You know, we owe our devotion, our love, our loyalty, and our enthusiasm to Him, don't we? So what brought you to this point on Wednesday? Was it a devotion to God? You know, there are different types of devotions. You can be devoted to something good or you can be devoted to something bad. It's wherever you're putting your love, your loyalty, and your enthusiasm. Go ahead, Acts chapter 10. I'm going to read out of the ESV. It said, at Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man, who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, Cornelius. And he stared at him in terror and said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. Cornelius was a devout man. One who prays, one who gave alms to those in need around him. So, we know how the story of Cornelius ends, or at least most of us do, with Cornelius and his household, their conversion, and Peter goes on to, you know, take the gospel to the Gentiles. I would say that Cornelius aimed his devotional or his devotion in the right direction. Wouldn't you? You know, this is a good example of a devotion. This is a good example of a good devotion. But what's a good example of a bad devotion? Well, if you turn over to Acts 13, verse 50, it said, "But the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district." Here they are. They're devout people that are being stirred up. But is their devotion to God? No, it's not. Their devotion is to the old law and to traditions of men. The old law which Christ completed when he was hung on the cross. Let me ask, so what are you devoted to? Are you devoted to God? When the alarm goes off on Sunday morning, is your devotion, love, loyalty, and enthusiasm, is it there? Is it strong enough to get you out of bed on Sunday mornings to make it to Bible class to hear more about the one who gave us his grace and to whom we owe our devotion to? Or did you have more devotion to your friends on Saturday night and decided to sleep in on Sunday morning? Sleep through Bible class so I can get that extra hour in there. And just skim into worship service in time to take communion and pretend that's all God wants from you. God lets you make the choice whether your devotion is to him or whether your devotion is to the world. Just some thoughts tonight about where our devotions lie. You know, tonight, if you've not made the choice to become a Christian and devote your life to Christ through faith, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ before men, being baptized and immersed for the remission of sins, and walking the rest of your life in devotion to him, you have that opportunity. If not, and you would like to talk to us tonight, we'd be glad to sit down and talk with you or to help you in any way. If you're a Christian who's fallen away and may not have been devoted enough to God in your life, all you have to do is come forward and ask for the prayers of the church. We'll also help you. Whatever your need might be, won't you come tonight as we stand and sing a song of invitation?
All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come, for the table now is spread. Ye famishing, ye weary, come, and thou shalt be richly fed. Hear the invitation. Come whosoever will. Praise God for full salvation. For whosoever will. All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come while he waits to welcome thee. Delay not while this day is thine. Tomorrow may never be. Hear the invitation. Come whosoever will. Praise God for full salvation. for whosoever will. All things are ready. Come to the feast. Leave every care and worldly strife. Come feast upon the love of God and drink everlasting life. Hear the invitation. Come whosoever will. Praise God for full salvation. For whosoever will.